Hey guys, what's happening? What's
Howdy, y'all.
So
we're gonna get down.
It's
and drink some whiskey.
It's very clear that the
oh yeah, the whiskey.
You have not. I can see you have not given up alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
And will not. Also, I'm rocking my forehead real hard. Real hard.
Have you had a haircut? Is Menace right in increasing the haircut count?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, Korokov, good to see you over here, man. How are you doing?
I went yesterday, bro.
It's funny. Korokov, he's definitely new here. He's relatively new around my stream.
Korokov?
And,
Korokov.
It's funny. Korokov. Taylor, that is so mean. He's not going to know what that means, but it is so accurate. And it's funny to me that he liked that intro when we are both so sick of it. Just because we've seen it so much. Yeah. It's honestly good. It's good to know that people still like it.
Yeah.
Because.
Why is your chat mean to me, man?
They're not mean to you.
You are.
First of all.
And so they follow suit.
First of all, Taylor is rarely in my chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Sure.
Also, Taylor has known you the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you just suck.
I don't even know what that means, man.
I'm just saying that it has nothing to do with my influence.
It's all your influence. If you were like, hey, guys, back up.
I'm not that funny.
Back off the man
hey,
with his forehead.
Hey, guys, back off. Back off Colby on his forehead. Back off of him. Don't let him see. Don't make fun of him. He's very soft shell.
Kill him. Destroy him. Where's the child?
What?
Feed the child.
What?
We will destroy him.
Is this a Game of Thrones thing?
No, that's an Alex Jones thing.
Oh, okay. Both things I don't understand, so. Yeah, kindergarten rules. They like you. That's what it means. If they're mean to you, it means they like
you. Sure.
So they're never mean to me.
We'll
it means they
go
don't like
with
me.
That.
Yeah.
I'll live in ignorance. Thanks, guys. Love ya.
I do like,
That's it. Thank you, Ren.
Hey, Ren's here. Hi, Ren. He won't stay very long because we don't have transcoding. We are actively
under attack by Twitch.television and their refusal to give us transcoding every day of our show.
Every day.
Every time we stream, it is 720p source. No matter if we have one viewer or we have 1 trillion viewers, it is a conspiracy.
Can we talk about this conspiracy that your mouth somehow turned into a sprinkler?
Is that really a conspiracy?
Like,
or is that
how did it happen, bro? I don't get how they fit mechanical shit in
Dude,
your mouth.
It takes a lot
to
of
spray out water in specific amounts that douse me.
It takes a lot of lubricant to keep this going. Okay,
apparently
it takes a lot of lube.
I know.
I don't need to
be reminded.
Oh,
anytime Alex Jones comes out, so does the sprinkler.
Hey, man. You love it.
I do. I love
it. So there you go.
I missed you. It's felt like a long time.
That's because it has been a long time. I was saying very nice things about you on my stream and how much I missed you and how I haven't talked to you at all this week, and I hope you're okay.
I am.
Chat will confirm that I said nothing but nice things about you.
Okay, now I don't believe you.
No, why?
I did for a second. Now you're shitting on me.
What are you talking about?
You're shitting down
Chat
my throat.
Chat will confirm. See? He said very nice things.
Like what?
You're attractive.
I need an example.
Oh, okay.
Can the
here,
HD
here,
people?
How about this?
Uh-huh.
There, we'll do a reenactment. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for being patient. I went to the bathroom. Have I told you lately about Colby? He is such a good guy. I just, you know, I'm so, so grateful to have him in my life. And I've known him for a long time. And, you know, every day that he's on this planet with me is honestly a blessing for not only me personally, but pretty much everyone who's ever came into contact with him in some shape or form. What a spectacular human. That's what happened on the stream.
I don't think that's what happened.
Pretty much after every time I came back from break.
Mm.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
No, we actually have a quote in the system right now about you not finishing my emotes.
What emotes, man?
Just saying.
Which ones?
Oh, they're good. I got like 16.
Oh, the ones that were there from like a month ago?
Or longer, yeah.
2 months, probably?
Yeah,
those aren't getting done.
Yes, we know.
Have too many emotes.
I do not. I need
people
20.
People can't use
they can.
All of the emotes.
They can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Literally, there's not enough sentences in language.
You'd be surprised.
All of
the only
emotes.
Time that the emotes end up on your list of things to do are the times where I'm like, wow, it'd be really great if I had an emote for this right now.
Yeah.
You just agreed with me.
Well, yeah, but now we're already past whatever those things were.
No,
so
I run into them all the time.
You still don't even need
them. Every time that I need them, I don't have them, and then my chat relentlessly mocks you for your inability to do things in a timely fashion.
So you're saying all of my mocking in your chat is my own doing?
Yes. Yes. I mean, one could say that your forehead is your own doing.
Hey, I mean,
would you disagree? I'm not saying that's a negative.
I can't control my forehead. I can control whether or not I make you emotes. You asshole.
I mean, you can control how much forehead you show.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, your forehead, I think, looks great. The Pidgeotto comment, in my opinion, over the line. That's too mean.
I want to see it.
One, because
now.
You don't know what it means.
I want to see it now.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it worse than the guy's hair that's, like, this way?
I think so.
Oh, yeah?
I think, I honestly, I know you very well, friend. I worry that I show you the Pidgeotto, and now when you look in the mirror, all you're going to see is the Pidgeotto.
No.
Because I'm going to be 100% honest with you, when I look at you right now, all I see is Pidgeotto.
Oh my god, I'm going to stab
you. Now that she said it, that's all I can think of. Pidgeotto.
That's not how you spell it.
Pidgeotto hair is the first result.
Dude, I'm okay with that. That's the exact hairstyle I'm going for. So if it looks like that, I'm good.
This is too happy. We needed where's the angry Pidgeotto? Here's you. This is you right here.
Should I dye it pink now?
I don't think you need to go that far. All right.
No, see, what I'll do is I'll get a very specific tan. Only shoulders and the back of the neck.
Okay.
Have a real harsh line.
Okay.
And then dye my hair pink and yellow.
That means you're going to a beach with like a serious turtleneck.
Or no, like a weird mask of some sort.
Oh.
Because see, his face is white.
Okay.
So this part is all blocked by something, including the neck and back here, and then only the back side of me.
Okay. All right, good luck with that.
And
man.
Then dyeing my hair pink and yellow.
I don't think your girlfriend's going to let
I'm
you
gonna
do that.
I'm going to go as that as hell.
I feel like Britt is not going to allow it. Also, Ball and Hobo, if you could hear us, thank you for being here. And we're sorry that your connection sucks. It's what you get for living in Canada.
Yep.
What can we say?
Yep.
It's what you get. So
free healthcare, yep. Shitty internet.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, how's your week been, man? I haven't seen you.
It's been a week. What's wrong? What's wrong? What are you doing? You're not. You're literally just putting it right back where it is.
No, it's moving very subtly. See, now it's perfect.
No, it's not even to the Titan head, though.
It doesn't need to be the Titan head with this new shot. This is what it is. See, it's like shoulders. Shoulders, heads, shoulders, knees and toes.
Knees and toes?
Yeah, knees and toes.
Which one are those?
What?
Which one?
I'd like to dye my hair green to have an invisible hair on stream. Dude, there used to be a streamer. His name was Angry Iceberg. He went to Mixer. And he used to wear a green screen suit, like up to, like he had a big beard. I think I've probably shown you him.
I think I've seen that.
Like he had a big beard, like down to here, and he wore a green screen suit. And so he was just a floating head, just a big bearded metal floating head. It was perfect. But then he went to Mixer, and now he's dead. So.
And now he's dead?
Well, no,
he's
probably
still alive.
Yeah, I'm sure he's actually doing fine over there. You know, a lot of like medium tier streamers went to Facebook or Mixer because. You know, Twitch is hard to
they
break
need
through.
An audience, man.
That's what it is, man. Audience over there in Mixer. You get all those Facebook people.
All those
Michael Colton bashes on there, man.
Hundreds and.
He still subs to that guy on Mixer, right?
Tens of people.
There's at least 100 people.
There's like tens and tens.
There's at least 100 people that have accidentally clicked it.
Yeah.
Because of the Xbox thing. But
I don't know if he can cancel it. I would assume you can, but I haven't gotten a cancellation email yet.
So, can we talk about his date on the show? Is that okay, or do you want to not talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to family.
You don't watch.
No, I didn't think so, but I didn't know. I'm just making sure, man. Okay.
Also, I don't care. That was weird.
It is weird,
and
right?
It was randomly out of nowhere. Bash,
Taylor just donated 100
bits. You know, it was
kind of
weird.
She'd a big D.
My name back on the screen, please.
Yeah, so is your name not on the screen? Isn't it up?
It's, yeah.
Oh, it's on the Twitch chat. It's on the stream, but not on Twitch. Twitch is weekly, and this is every 30 days. But anyway, hey, you got a big black thing just right here.
Ah!
Okay, that was unnecessary.
Was it a spider?
No, it was the headphone crap.
Yo, Britt's apartment.
Look at this. Look at this, man. It's unbelievable. It's like it grows back. She's gonna be so mad. She's gonna wear those on Friday.
Good.
Or Saturday. Good. She's gonna be so mad.
Good. Is her head huge or something? Because these don't squish at all.
I don't know, they man. I don't sit. Live in her head.
Also, I'll just go to Pinellas.
Get my beats. Yes, please.
And
get your
fucking
beats.
Use those.
Yes, get your beats.
Because god damn it. Or no, I'm gonna just buy new ones of these.
You could do those are $10
yeah.
on Amazon.
I'm going to do
They're
that.
They're the cheapest things possible.
I'm going to do
they
that.
They last forever except for the plastic around
Prime
the
I have Prime and I need to use it on things.
There you go. Hey, Blue, how are you? Yep, you're still the latest sub from 11 days ago. So, what were we talking about? I forgot.
Bash's date.
Oh, that's right. So, I went to Family Video last night to rent Hello Neighbor, which we're playing tonight after the show.
Yes.
And,
I have no idea what that is, by the way.
I don't really either. Last Thursday, or last Wednesday,
yes,
you went to there and you rent.
I went to there.
You went to there and you rent Mortal Kombat X Me Caveman.
I do. Did you say
the lady that worked there, you thought was Bash's date.
It was Brit's apparently 1,000% positive.
Okay.
Because females look at other females' fingernails.
Okay.
And they were the same fingernails.
What about her face? Do we have any face confirmation? That seems a little more...
I mean, she looked very similar, but okay. I wasn't staring her down, memorizing her details of her face to be like, that's the same. There's a lot of old women that look the fucking same, bro.
I mean, especially here in Kansas. Mm-hmm. They're the same fingernails. Yeah. It's a whole deal.
That's pretty specific.
Because I go to Family Video a lot. Like, I went there yesterday. I'm going to go there tomorrow. Like, I'm going to go there, like, next week. Like, I go there a lot. And the lady goes, hey, you come here a lot. You want to redo your half off? And I'm like, we're going to do it later because I'm broke right now. But I'm like, I'm here all the time. I don't see you. And she's like, I can't believe that. I'm here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday, which are the days I really don't go. And so that means that she was there last Wednesday when you were there.
Yeah. Was it a skinny lady?
A skinny old lady.
Yeah.
Who was 65 years old.
Yeah.
Bash is 25.
Yep.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, he felt the need to pre-warn me about.
I mean, he should if he's bringing a 60-year-old woman.
If he wasn't bringing a 60-year-old woman and just brought like a person our age,
right?
He was just gonna be like, "I'm bringing a friend with me."
Right.
End of sentence.
I mean, she works at a video rental place. I can't imagine that she's a sugar mama, right?
Yeah, no way.
I can't imagine.
He met her through Cooper, which is like his manager or something like that.
So it's like he's separated 15 years from Cooper, and then Cooper's separated 25 years from this lady.
Maybe not 25.
Okay, you think it's 20 and 20, maybe?
Maybe like
Cooper 20, ain't 40, right?
2015.
I've seen him. He doesn't look that old.
Man.
Dude, it's hard. All we know is that this lady is legitimately 35 to 40 years older than Bash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, his age doubled, for sure.
Like, why? Why?
She's cool to him, man.
Ball and Hobo is still stuck on Darth Vader in the intro. Also, Morris 40's old. I'm sorry to break it to you, all right? 31's old. We're old. Stop hanging on to life. We gotta give up the rip boogies, especially.
Nah,
and all 30's of the
not old, man.
30, I feel like I'm gonna die tomorrow.
No, 30 should be the rebirth of your 20s. And then 40's really where you gotta start worrying.
40's like you just look at your life and you just gotta live.
That's
in England,
the midlife crisis,
I have no
bro.
Car.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Morris. I couldn't help myself. Morris, you're not old. Morris, look at me. Tell me the truth. Is Morris younger than me?
No.
I mean, not by age, but by being.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
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 I mean, an 80-year-old is younger than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, way.
Well, you play video games. You're on the internet.
I
they don't know how to do that. You know how to drive. But you know how.
There are several people who watch my stream every day who would take umbrance with, I know how to play video games.
You know. I've seen. You can adapt really quick.
Just because I know how to hit X and continue with click you.
Fantastic. All right, you're not some godsend gamer over here.
All right, pump the brakes. Okay, I already did the insult.
But you know how to play video games and can do it semi, you know, adequately.
Hey, speaking of driving.
Yeah.
Did you notice something about the parking lot out there? Like, it's missing something?
No.
It's missing my car.
Oh, yeah, I wondered. I parked next to Chris's, and I was wondering.
Dude, I have started a full-blown riot type situation at my apartment complex.
Cool.
So... I was, Chris came home on Monday night. Goes, do you know your car's about to be towed? And I go, what?
You got a pink sticker or something
Yeah, there's a big pink sticker. And she's like, car's about to be towed. She's like, your registration is behind by 2 years. Which,
what?
It's not, just by the way.
Oh, you just haven't put the sticker on?
No sticker's on.
Oh, well then what?
Someone took it off.
Somebody stole your sticker?
Apparently. My theory right now is that someone was mad that my car just sits there and took the sticker off and called the office.
That's
my theory. That's my theory. But either way, I had to go to the office. I had my registration. I showed it. I'm like, look, it's up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, are you guys going to tow it? And the lady is like, well, we need cars to move every 72 hours or they're going to get towed. And I'm like, so you want me every 3 days to get in my car, back up, move it slightly to the left, and then park it so it doesn't get towed?
Dude, your rent guarantees you a parking spot. And with a two-bedroom,
two parking spots. Man. I should be able to park wherever I want however long I want for $700 a month, man.
Even at my parents, man. Homeowners Association or whatever.
Dude.
Johnny's car was parked on the side of the road.
We got a riot, man.
Dude, yeah, the laws are ridiculous, bro.
How is that a law?
Because some dickhead white-ass motherfucker way back when got upset that Jamal's car hadn't moved from the side of the road.
You're absolutely right.
And then they're like, well, we need to make laws about this.
Dude, if I was rich, I would love to go to court and just look a judge in the face and be like, this lady wants me to move my car 15 feet to the left every 3 days because it makes her happy.
Yep.
Please tell me why. That's all I want to do. But here's the thing. So I threw kind of a fit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, my car battery's dead. Okay. So
you can't move it.
I can't physically move it.
We
correct.
Can push it.
Well.
Flipping tires, bro. All lower back.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
So I can't move it. I didn't let them know that. Because technically it does have to be in running condition. And battery's dead. It's not in running condition.
Okay.
So I really made the focus on the point that why do I have to move it? Period.
Yes.
So then what she did is she made the compromise that my apartment has like one big long road that runs in front of a few buildings. So there's like spaces on this side and spaces on this side. The apartments are over here, and then over here is like a fence that like is the end of the complex. And she's like, if you park your car against the fence instead of against the building in the overflow parking. It's what she called it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, has my parking lot ever been full?
No.
Never.
No.
Never has it been full.
Not once.
Right. And so she goes, then it'll be okay. And I go, okay, I'll allow it. So you're telling me I'm not going to get towed. She's like, just move it to the overflow parking. It'll be fine. I'm like, okay, no problem. So.
I'd have flipped her desk.
Dude, I about raged out.
Yeah.
I about, like, it was like 9 in the morning, it's Monday, I've been really stressed recently. I about took her and literally snapped her in half like a Rancor, dude. That's about what happened in that office, okay? And so, but I calmed myself because you catch more flies with honey.
Yes.
Well, what I did is now I have, apparently she must have called a lawyer or something. Because I have now received no less than 3 emails about cars being parked. In the parking lot, reminding people of the policies.
Oh, yeah, no. Uh-huh.
And, like, and now they're emailing before they tow cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know every car in the complex that's about to be towed and what day they're about to be towed and the reason for them to be towed because they're just blanket sending it to all residents if your car is towed. Because if it's not registered with the office, they don't know. But I think now they're just, like, just doing it to make sure people don't get mad. And, like, they're sending out policy emails about, oh, you could park here, and every 72 hours you have to move unless it's in this, and then it's in running condition, it'll be fine. Like, I have started something with the cars being towed. Clearly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm proud or angry.
Should be both.
I am a little bit. I'm mad that it's even a thing that people have to worry about.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be, right?
No.
That's what I thought. So, back to my car. The battery's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is I didn't...
So where'd it go?
Well, I didn't drive my car from May until, like, the middle of July. Maybe August, closer to August. It was at least a good 2 or 3 months. So apparently, it turns out, I don't know if you know this or not. You probably do because you're a human being. If you don't drive your car for a while, your battery just doesn't work anymore.
It does that.
So my dad came over and he jumped it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove it around, you know. Parked it. The next morning, didn't turn on. Okay. So, battery's just shot.
Yep.
Turns out the battery's 7 years old.
Hmm.
So, that might have something to do with it.
That probably does.
So, I just need to buy a new battery.
Yes.
Well, I don't really need my car, so I haven't bought it yet. Hopefully, here in the next few weeks, I'm doing a bunch of websites. I'll have a little bit extra money. I can go buy a battery for it. Okay? So, car sat there from, August until now. Completely dead again.
Yeah.
So not yesterday, but the day before, I got in the car to push it. Chris turned the key a little bit, you know. Step on the brake. Brake doesn't even move. Solid as a rock. Can't move the thing to neutral. It's literally a brick car.
Okay.
So we're like, well, that ain't gonna work. So I called my dad again, because I talked to my mom that morning. And I was like, hey, this is happening. Mm-hmm. I might, like, need you to come jump my car tonight if I can't push it.
You know? Why don't you fucking call me?
Hold on. You'll see. Okay?
Okay.
What I did is that they came out, and I'm just like, I'm just going to store it at your house. Because I'm not a man. I need my dad to put the battery in anyway.
I could have done that, too.
You, I love you not enough to let you touch my car
battery. I changed my car battery.
No. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to throw this drink at
you. Dude, don't throw the drink at me. Okay?
Well, the next time you have a battery issue, call this guy right here.
Okay, next time I need a car jumped, I'll call you.
I've got cables.
I believe you.
Got a fucking hard-ass battery that's just a you know, like a cell phone charging battery, but
okay.
it's this fucking big, and it's also got cables to start a car.
Wait, all it is a jumper battery?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
But it's also got, like, USB ports, so if I need to charge, like, 16 iPhones at once, I totally could.
In case the apocalypse happens.
Right.
We all go to Colby's for power.
So I got that. I got actual cables. I have removed my own battery and put a new one in, connected the fucking bolts back.
Okay. Well, I did not know that about you. All right?
I can't change my oil.
Okay. I can't either.
I can change a battery.
Okay. I can't do either.
I can change a battery.
Here's what I can do with cars. Drive them. End of list. All right.
I can change a tire. I can change a battery.
Can't do that. Can't do either of those.
Tires are easy.
Dude, I can't do it. I'll call you then.
Okay.
You just volunteered.
That's fine. Don't make me feel manly.
It's really easy for you to volunteer, too, because I never go anywhere, so you don't ever have to worry about it. So my brother, Luke and Daniel, are actually the people who showed up.
Okay.
Now, Luke is just as clueless as me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're both video game inside people. We have skills in other places besides vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay? Daniel is he's a mountain man. All right, he
knows outdoors.
He knows everything about mechanics. And,
oh, really?
I mean, he's one of those guys. All right, like my dad's building trailers in his shed. Daniel's helping him. Hmm. Okay, it's that type of thing. So Daniel jumps.
Can I like go hang out with your dad?
Yes, you can.
That sounds super.
He would
fun.
Probably love that. He's
God,
recently
that
gotten into
fun.
Beer too. So you know, you guys could drink. You guys could pound some Millers together.
Tell him I'm interested.
All right, I'll let him know. He's on vacation right now.
Where?
He's went to Wisconsin. My uncle is getting married for the third time, and his wedding's on a Monday.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my parents just had their 26th wedding anniversary yesterday. So they're like, this is like the first time.
So they chose the state of cheese.
Well, that's where
to.
My uncle lives. Mm-hmm. So they're going to the wedding.
And then having
in Illinois, and then they're going up to Milwaukee. My dad's going to tour Milwaukee Brewery to Pabst Blue Ribbon while they're there.
Oh, okay.
They're going to some lakeside resort. Dude, they're rich. They have no more kids. Like, this is the best time of their lives now. It's starting.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying, Wisconsin?
Well, that's because my uncle's up there, man. He's getting married. Although he is apparently building a summer home in Arizona, but then he's going to retire at, like,
you.
55,
okay, never
mind. And then he's moving to Arizona. It's like...
Me and Britt are moving to Minnesota.
Why?
Because...
Minnesota?
I think that's it.
Dude, it's easy to run to Canada if something bad happens here.
Well, that and, like, mountains and
yeah, Minnesota is okay. It's not as nice as other places. I mean, there's not a lot of mountains in Minnesota.
Where's the one? Montana?
You think of Montana?
Nah, I think I'm Montana.
You couldn't live in Montana.
I could live in Montana.
No, you need cities.
I'm going to be a fucking mountain man.
You
bitch.
Can't!
It may
you want
grow
to live
my beard.
In cities!
Nah.
You don't want to live in New York no more?
Nah.
What happened?
It's too much people. I'm never going to have enough money to be happy in New York.
What happened to the Boston in your 20s thing?
That'll probably happen. But
that's a huge place.
Yeah.
You can't be like, you can't.
We got forest outside.
Dude, why not move to Colorado with me? That's what you need to do.
We could do that.
And we could have shared land, but big land, so we don't actually have to see each other. But we could be close enough that if we needed to,
and
we
can shoot off guns, being like, "Who is that? Oh, is that you, friend?"
Like I could just shoot your house for lols, and you can shoot.
Well,
mine.
I don't know. They might have strict gun laws there now. No. I'm not really sure.
I'm talking about a remote place where no one's gonna know we're shooting guns.
Oh, okay.
Also, they can't have gun laws there because bears exist, and you need guns to get bears out your front yard. That's a thing out there. Denver is too liberal. I'm not talking about Denver. I don't want to be near people.
No.
People suck.
So any of the major ones. Like, I mean, we're watching...
my chair is broke.
We're watching Last Man Standing right now.
Is that the Tim Allen show
that
got canceled and everyone was mad because they're like, they got canceled because of the conservatives?
Oh, they definitely did, but now it's back on Fox instead of NBC.
It was on ABC, I think. It's back.
They're the same things.
It's back?
Yeah. On Fox now.
How long till it gets canceled again? Like
depending on how good this
minutes,
season does, and
it won't
regardless,
do good.
Okay, fucking whatever her name is, Roseanne came back and was the biggest fucking hit of all time until she tweeted that Michelle Obama looked like an ape,
which is probably not appropriate.
No,
yeah,
but Tim Allen's not that inappropriate.
Well, but
he's very conservative, but he's not going to call people apes.
If he might call some people apes, but not just because of the reason Roseanne calls them apes.
Yeah,
because I feel like an old white man definitely uses the word ape to describe some people. But not in
cavemen,
a racist way.
Yeah, stupid.
Exactly.
People, probably. Yeah.
I mean, if you're not a conspiracy theorist, one would argue that Tim Allen's show got canceled because of bad ratings, because it was like 60th.
Really?
Yeah, in the ratings.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, Fox did is take it because of the controversy.
Yeah.
But after 1 year, it'll get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what show was like that? Some cartoon or something. That got canceled, and then it got picked up by some other network, and then it like lasted one season and then got canceled again because still no one watched it. Like, controversy does not actually equate to eyeballs.
No.
You know, and it turns out, like, L'Oreal Paris actually wants people to see their ads.
I mean, the show's not great.
No,
it's not.
It's on network TV.
It's on network
TV.
It's a two-camera, one live-action show.
There's a laugh track, right?
Yes.
Does it go, at any point during it?
What?
Okay, that's an old reference. Colby won't understand it because he's too
like
young.
A transition?
Nope. Just don't worry about it. Just keep talking.
All right.
Okay.
Anywho, it's a conservative family who lives in Denver.
Okay.
Or I don't know if it's Denver, but Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. And so is it about the being surrounded by liberals?
Yes.
Because Colorado is, I mean, it's liberal, but it's also can't be a red state. Like, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's switched.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely both. Not, yeah.
Because eastern Colorado... is Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Western Colorado is Utah. The middle is very liberal. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it is all the Chuck Hardwoods of the world.
Yeah, man. That's going to be me. Chuck Hardwood's going to become me.
That's fine, dude. You beat Chuck Hardwood.
It started off as like a bipolar personality, but now it's taken over.
I am becoming the character I created.
Yeah.
That's what Colby is saying to me.
Highly offended?
She understood the reference.
What reference? Explain.
It's the noise Tim Allen used to make in Home Improvement. It was like his catchphrase.
Huh?
Yeah. You don't know that?
I never watched Home Improvement.
I mean, you don't have to watch Home Improvement to know it. Do you know the guy who wore the flannel shirts?
Yeah, he was in Last Man Standing for an episode. And I was like, isn't that the dude he was in the other TV show with? And Britt goes, Home Improvement? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's it. That one.
Hey, guys, let's not beat up on Colby. He's had a rough week of being beat up on my stream at twitch.tv/zswigs all week long.
Who's beating me up?
Me, specifically.
Well, then stop!
I bet this is a link. Is this it? Is this it, Korokov? Home Improvement sound. Here it is. Right here, dude. See? That's it right there.
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
Now you have.
No, I can't unhear it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think my impression of it was fantastic.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty close to that. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Send me money, Tom Allen. I forgot his name.
So where were we going with Bash's date?
I don't know.
It was just weird that he brought an old lady.
I think we started three conversations finished any of them.
Okay. If he was to go alone out to drink and watch football.
Are we back to the date?
Would he invite her alone specifically?
I mean, what would be the point of the date if you're not getting some of
like,
the
I don't
date,
know if
you know
he brought
I mean?
Her up as, like, backup. And, like, if he felt too
weird.
Awkward.
I haven't seen Colby in 3 years. I'm going to bring this old lady? I don't feel like that's what he
like
did.
Like, if me and Colby can't hold a conversation, I'll have this old lady as a fallback.
Tell me about Vietnam. You lose any kids? Like, is that what you think he was going to do? No, he's just dating an old lady.
He's not dating her.
Then what's she doing there, man?
I don't know. He likes hanging out with her, apparently, man. I don't know. I'm not him.
I'm not kink shaming. If you want to bang old ladies, please do it. But like,
stop the kink shaming, bro.
I'm not. I am the last person to kink shame. Mm-hmm. I'll show you my Tumblr feed sometimes. You tell me I'm kink shaming. I can't actually. The FBI deleted it. I'm just kidding. That's too.
I've already saw your box of toys, and I don't need to go any further than that.
He's not talking about trains. But we can start one if you want to.
Next week. Trains. Yeah, definitely great.
Yeah. What were we talking about? Okay, Bash. So
he recently dated Rachel. Did I tell you that?
You did tell me that off air. I did tell me that off air. I don't think anyone knows who that is.
No.
Because that happened while we weren't really doing a show.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's his ex. It's all you really need to know. Mm-hmm. But now you know.
Crazy bitch.
I mean, if you could keep adding adjectives, all they need to know is the ex part.
She's crazy.
Yeah,
well, that's why I added the other two adjectives. Crazy.
Okay.
Bitch, be crazy.
So, you guys didn't go to, like, your house, though, right? You met at a restaurant.
Biggins, yeah.
Yeah, so see, and then, just weird, like, you could have talked to the waiter, you know, the bartender or whatever, you know. It was just...
You could have also just sat there in silence, since that's what we did every single time we hung out. Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done
if
someone brought an old lady. Like, if you brought an old lady over and you were dating her, and I would be like... I'd be like, why is she...
Sweet vag or something, man? Like,
like, I would want to know why, you know?
Is she shit gold? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd really... I think I probably just instinctually, based on the weirdness of it, I'd probably ask, but I'd be probably
what's your guys' deal?
More interested in how you met.
Yeah.
Like, where is...
You met through Cooper. Cooper's older.
Yeah, I saw it. Bingo. Like, I mean,
Cooper knows a lot of people because he's been a bartender forever.
Yeah, but like
bartender manager.
If I'm a bartender and I see a 25-year-old person, I wouldn't go, "Hey, you know who would be really great for you to hang out with? The 65-year-old video clerk."
No,
I don't think that's.
Bash hung out with him while he was hanging out with her, and then they got to talking, and I'm sure they became friends, and then now they're there.
I mean, I honestly think it's kind of nice. Now I feel like now I'm being insulted. I feel like it's nice he takes her outside to see the sun, and like she gets to go out and meet people and watch the television in color. Like, it's got to be good.
Yeah,
for her,
no,
right?
She was fine. She was fine. Terrible Family Video employee though.
Okay, you gotta let this go. She was very nice and very...
Well, she forgot that phones exist.
Well, maybe... You know what?
She was probably born before phones.
Look at me in my eyes and you tell me that if you could take the phone off the hook where you work and never pick it up again and not get in trouble, that you wouldn't do that. That's what I thought.
I mean, everything minus the not get in trouble... Or
the not get in trouble is...
That one's probably the main thing, yeah, that
right.
deters me whether or not I would do that.
Right, well, yeah. So if she might be so much
but
of a baller...
But she could get in trouble.
An hour and 45
minutes. We're just
minutes.
Nice people.
Britt, it says more about you than it does the crazy video lady that Bash is banging, all right? Like, you gotta... If you have so much time in your life, you can stay on hold for an hour and 45 minutes. I got some emotes that you can make Colby make.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you should do it.
No. I'm going to phone him in. I'm going to send him to some dude on Fiverr and be like, here's the pass style. If you could make these, that'd be great.
I feel like that would be fine. I don't know why you would pay money.
You just want emotes.
I do.
Because money's more worth than my time right now. My time's worth more than $5.
Is it?
Yeah.
Also, Fiverr is not $5 anymore. I didn't know this, but it's like the name.
It's different services.
Anymore.
Oh yeah, definitely not.
It's way broken.
You can find stuff for $5. Like the minimum's $5. You can't do anything less than $5.
It's stupid. I loved back when it was cheap and I could get high quality work. Remember when we got all the Duo voiceovers done by that guy who was really good?
You remember when we got like Dollar Razor or some stupid logo done?
I thought you made that. You made that.
Well, I eventually did, but yeah, we were like, let's just see.
Did we really?
Yeah, and we got the shittiest logo back I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
Ballin, she was only on hold that long because she wanted to be. They were calling to see if the video game was there, okay? She called
them. We went into the store.
Whiles they were on hold, got the game checked out with the
game.
Lady that put them on hold and then left and stayed on hold. She's a crazy woman.
No, it's just she has unlimited minutes. She wanted to see if she ever fucking saw it. I wanted to know. Honestly, I wanted her to be like, oh, fuck! I've had this phone on hold for an hour and 45 minutes! If it was me, I would have hung up.
That's what I would have done!
No, not Britt. If I was the employee that had left someone on hold for an hour and 45, I would just hang up.
I would have. You weren't proving a point because she never answered. You lost the game!
Mm-hmm.
What you should have done is when you were at the counter, been like, you know, I called 20 minutes ago and you never picked up. I'm still on hold with you. That would have been winning. And then you could have watched Bash's date start crying in front of you.
She didn't want to do that because it's Bash's friend. She just literally just met Bash. You know, however, I did show her every single episode of Men of Wit.
She's never met Bash. I never realized that. That's funny.
Yeah, that was the first time.
She's never known Bash when he had hair.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. It's weird to think.
Oh, yeah, when I...
Yeah,
when
the middle
watched
way,
Men
yeah.
of Wit, she was like, oh, Bash has hair.
He had hair back then. Yeah, hey, look, Panella had 20 extra pounds.
Yeah. It's Jamal.
I think he's streaming right now. You want to check out what he's doing?
Let's hop in.
Dude, let's see what's up. Let's see what he's up to.
If y'all haven't ever checked out Men of Wit, just YouTube Men of Wit.
It's worth your time.
There's a good playlist.
If your time is just as valuable as Britney's.
It's a great way to see how I direct. Hop in and say this is boring as shit.
All right, next song.
Who's just writing his shit? He's only got 5 viewers.
I gotta change to Seth and Colby.
On Google. Like Gmail.
This sucks.
Off at me. You aim at destruction and team at me. You aim at the greatest team at me. Look at his face.
He's very confused.
He doesn't know what to do. I feel bad. Colby made me.
No, say this is the worst.
No, literally, it goes on my phone. How am I supposed to
say this is the worst?
He's just not gonna comment.
My phone onto my computer, my dog.
He's not gonna comment, dude.
This sucks. Oh man, Seth and Colby. I watched your podcast for a little bit.
No,
had to turn it off.
That is a lie.
Started getting AIDS.
Oh, he got us.
Burn, man.
Needs to be exact.
Burn, man. You got a sick comeback for that. Bring the sick comeback, Seth. I can't think of one. You got to do it.
This is my problem. I don't know how to respond to things that are that bad.
What? That we gave him AIDS through his vagina? Question mark. Do it. Type that right now through your vagina.
Did you
question
get
mark.
AIDS?
That's not funny. He would have had to thought about what we said through
we
your vagina.
We can't do it. His brain will hurt.
Hey, that's the point. The only way you beat Panella is just by breaking his brain.
Okay.
That's the only way.
What did he say?
He wasn't talking to us yet. We're on a lag.
There's no delay.
Fuck.
There's YouTube has like no delay.
This one does. No, I think this one does.
No, he's just really bad at reading chat. What's up, El Papa? What is this? This is great. Can I turn it off? He's not going to respond.
No. This is a real life friend of mine.
Oh, he knows tone.
Yeah.
He knows tone. Thank you, by the way. Thank you, by the way, for saying of yours. I appreciate you not grouping me in there.
No, man, he's texting you again, so it's of yours.
Yeah,
too.
I feel bad you did that to him.
What? Did what?
You said this sucks.
Well, I did. He wasn't saying shit.
He's trying to be positive. He's trying to make good content.
Tony Positive's dead. That died a long time ago. He stopped doing that and focused on being depressed again.
He looked like he was having such a good time, and now all he's going to think about is that. That's all he's going to think about all night.
That's my point. I want to bring him back down, man.
Talk
about a dude with a head that needs to be shrunk. I'm the shrinking.
You've been trying to shrink
I'm the
his
shrinking
head for years.
Juice forever. Yeah, no, I shrink it. That
not
this
as bad
sounds
as the show,
really
that's...
weird.
I'd already reblocked that.
I shrunk
that out.
His head. I'm his shrinking head. Juice.
You should just pump the brakes.
I'm pumping them.
You want to know one of my favorite things?
I pumped them myself. What?
You want to know one of my favorite things that Pinella does?
What's that?
Is that he says he's got a new series coming out on YouTube this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you seen his tweets?
No, he's talked about it.
Yeah, he's been pumping it up. You want to know what it is?
It's him reacting to memes.
Like, anytime he does this, you could just go to his YouTube. Okay. I'm pretty sure he doesn't know this exists. You can go to his YouTube. You can hit playlists. And then right there at the top playlist is his video scheduled in the playlist. Like, why try to make it a surprise if you're just going to put it right on your YouTube page? Well, I would like to say, Tone, that congratulations on getting nearly a million views on your YouTube page. I'm very proud of you and what you've done with clickbait.
And Jesus Christ.
That's what Colby has to say. So.
Yeah, you make me sneeze.
He was in his safe
pathetic,
place and you came in and tore down his wall.
Sick ass.
I came into your stream and watched your podcast for a while, but then I got AIDS. Oh, God, they're never going to recover. That was such a brutal.
I mean, you didn't have a comeback.
Dude, it was so stupid to respond to. How do I even respond to that? No, you? Like, what do you
mean? Yeah.
What do you
That's
even
better.
Say?
He'd get that. Our stream's a lamp. You're the moth. He's really into those memes right now, man.
Your mom, yeah, that's what I see. Your mom, your face. Yeah, well, your face. That's what they're gonna got him, dude.
I just said through your vagina
your
question
son,
mark. And then there you go.
He didn't have a response. He couldn't take it.
Oh, God.
Oh, did he text?
There's messages.
What'd he say?
Oh, this is about tomorrow? Saturday?
Can you put in there and be like, Seth says sorry for trolling your account?
Seth
Don't
hates...
Nope. Turn it on. You're going to type lies! You're going to type lies! Why do you make my life difficult, man?
He says your vagina has AIDS. You want to pull it back up?
No, I don't. I don't want to do that.
I've wrapped myself in my microphone.
Did he just learn about memes? Yeah, dude. Memes are hype, dude.
Dude, he likes moths, bro.
I don't know the moth meme. Can you explain the moth meme?
You don't know the moth
meme? I understand why moths are attracted to lights. Yeah. I don't understand why it became a meme.
Well, I don't know either. They were bored and that interested
yeah, but
the memers? I don't know.
There's got to be an origin for the moth meme, right?
Yeah, moths like light.
Have you seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet?
No.
At the very end of the movie, a big moth attacked, like, the car. Because he's at a drive-in movie theater.
Okay.
But his car's really small, they're watching on a laptop.
Spoilers!
It's the very end! This is not story-related. It's literally the scene right before the end credits.
Okay.
And he's in a little car, and he's watching a movie on a laptop.
Oh, so he doesn't die in the movie?
No.
Wow.
What a surprise! Ant-Man
Spoiler.
Doesn't die!
Spoiler.
Anyway, and then a moth lands on his car, and I didn't know if it was related.
Yeah, it was.
See, you're saying, yeah, it
Marvel's
was.
Totally into the meme game right now,
dude,
man. They were just
the
like,
Thanos
moth.
Snap is a huge meme.
Moth.
Tony, I don't feel so good is a huge meme.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your home? Yes, and it was beautiful. It's a huge meme.
Good
all
point.
Of those things are all Marvel memes.
That is true.
So the moth could be a meme.
Thanos himself is a meme.
Yes, his literal testicle chin is a meme.
Yep.
So the moth meme could come from Ant-Man. I just don't know where a meme, where the meme started. Like, usually a meme has a source, you know? You can go back, and you can see these moth memes just came out of nowhere. It's like someone flipped the light on, and all the memes flew in. Was that how you do it? That's correct, right?
That was a meme.
Yeah, okay, I just wanted to make sure. You've literally never seen any of those? Brent, that's because you're on hold all day! Not letting this go until she
you're on hold.
She's crazy, you know. It's crazy for being on hold that long.
Yeah, I was eventually at a point at about an hour and 45 minutes where I was like, babe.
The Mothman prophecies? Don't know.
Hang up the phone.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, I don't blame her for wanting vengeance, believe me, as someone.
Oh, yeah.
No. Someone I love vengeance.
Okay? According to her, she was going to call corporate, but I don't know if that's happened yet.
She ain't going to call corporate because corporate ain't going to care. Because someone, you know who's going to answer the phone? Another one of Bash's future dates. And they're going to be like, I will log your comment. And then they will hang up and they won't even have written it down to rip up. Because they don't care.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't care.
Yeah.
Meme, an element of culture or system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation.
Thanks.
And that is the definition
of
a meme.
Did one of us say what is a meme?
There's no way to know, but El Papa wouldn't have put it in there if we didn't. Because we're both idiots, who both don't know what we say.
And both don't remember.
And both don't remember anything.
You're right.
It's literally us.
You're right.
It's how we go about our lives.
There were things I wanted to talk about.
Richard
on this
Dawson,
show.
Who's that? What did you want to talk about,
I
man?
Don't even remember anymore that now that we're off on so many different topics.
Okay, how about Know Your Meme Moth? Moth lamp, know your meme. Let's see what the history is. Okay, moth lamp refers to jokes about shh, get out of here, ad. What is this? What's this big white thing? I don't want to. Take me back to the meme zone. Okay. Moth lamp refers to jokes about moth insects that are strongly attracted to glowing light produced by a lamp. The meme saw a surge of popularity after a photo of a giant moth widely circulated within various communities on Reddit during the summer of 2018. Spawning image macros with bore similarities to cats wanting Fruit Loops and brother, may I have some oats? We stumbled onto a thing that we are not young enough to understand.
No.
How about some Just Dance?
What?
He wants you to play Just Dance.
Not happening. Unless you donate $500 right now. $500, I'll fucking dance.
I mean, to be honest, this moth image is pretty great.
$100, I'll dance.
I could see why this is a pretty good meme.
Honestly, like $20, I'll dance.
Really?
Not for very long. The more you donate, the longer I dance.
So now beavers are taking over?
Yeah, man. Logitech. Log. It's great. I sent that one to Pinella today, and he said, stupid.
Did you send back no you?
No.
You swear $20 you'll dance?
$20 I'll dance. I said for a little bit.
How long's a little bit?
Like a full song?
One song for $20?
One song.
Taylor, it's not worth it. Keep
it's
your money.
It's not.
Keep your money,
that's
Taylor.
Not worth it. But I'm saying if you want it, that's how much it costs.
So if she donated $100, you'd...
These are my prostitution rates, okay?
You do five songs for $100?
Yep. No, I mean, you can get a discount since you paid 100.
Okay, how
so
much
I can
is
do like seven.
Seven songs for $100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, $1 a minute. I like where Ballin' Hobo's head's at.
Fuck you. You just lowered me from one song for 20 to one song for $3.
It's fair.
Fuck you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have my dignity.
Do you?
And it's worth $20.
Okay. All right. You guys know the price. For the record, we don't own Just Dance, so if you do donate with the intention...
He's just going to turn a song on, I'm going to start dancing.
That's actually even better, because then you could pick the song too, guys. We'll just YouTube it, and then he'll dance. A little overvalued there.
I have successfully, like, cemented that I will not have to
dance. You want to trigger someone?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If a game comes out,
yep.
The day and date it's released.
Yep.
Okay. And someone beats all of the bosses.
Yep.
The day that game is released.
Uh huh.
Would you say that's an all bosses run, even if several months later they add additional bosses through a DLC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I just want to make sure.
The day it comes out, you beat it and then post that all boss run.
Well, like, I'm saying that, like, DLC bosses shouldn't count for an all-boss run of a game.
It should, depending on if the DLC is out or not.
I've made a mistake. He figured out what was going on, and now he's trolling me.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
No! I honestly have no idea what's going on. This is my honest opinion.
Okay.
If the game just comes out.
Right.
Next day, you beat all the bosses in that game that came out.
Okay.
That's an all-boss run.
Okay.
But if a DLC comes out later with new bosses, that does not disclude this one. But if you make an all-boss run after the DLC has come out and not do the DLC bosses, that's not an all-boss run.
I hate everything that you say.
No, it's not.
I hate everything.
It's not.
Oh, Papa, you're banned. You're banned.
It's not.
You're banned for life. It is.
No, because there's more that you can access.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're broken. They don't load.
Well, that's because you haven't paid for them, dick. Pony up.
Pony up. Get to dancing.
No, nobody's paid $20.
I'm going to go get a $20 bill.
No.
I don't have a $20 bill.
That's right. No, you didn't. I did not sweat at all about that. However, I have a $20 bill.
Oh, my God.
That I will pay to myself to not dance.
Wait a second. Chat, we get to pick the song. We could pick, like, the 10 hours of Cantina.
Nah.
We could do that.
I said 3 minutes.
No, you didn't.
I said 3 minutes.
No, you didn't. You never, that was never said. No, it was said before the DLC came out that you just added.
That's not a song.
What do you, it's a song? No. How dare you,
that's
sir?
That's 10 hours of a repetitive
10
song.
10 hours of the Cantina theme.
I never said I'd play the same song more than once.
It's not more than once. It's
it
a
is,
continuing
though.
Song.
No, it
so
repeats.
That's like saying that a song that happens that has the chorus repeat is separate songs?
No, because it's one singular song because new stuff follows. Once there is no longer new things added to the song's over.
Okay, Taylor, here's what I need you to do. You pick a song that you want Colby to dance
I'm
to.
I'm not going
to
dance.
You tell me it in
I'm
advance.
Not, no one's donating $20.
Okay.
So we're whatever you want to do
then I'm
with
gonna,
this last 8 minutes of the show, you can fucking do.
I'm
but
gonna,
it ain't going nowhere.
I'm
going
to take that song that you chose, no matter what it is, no matter the length, and I'm going to put it into my audio software. And every 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to add a different instrument in. So he has to continually dance until the
there
end
you go.
Of the song.
This only applies to this episode.
No, that's you're adding DLC again, man.
No, yeah,
count.
I'm my own stipulations, bitch.
No,
you can't,
no,
you can't, you can't put limitations on me. I put limitations.
You're
on
You're putting limitations. You can't put any limitations.
I
on
can't
a deal.
Do anything. Already, I can do for me.
It's been brokered.
I can
already.
Park my car in whatever parking lot I want to for however long.
No, you can't.
I can
because it's under 72
this
hours.
This is America.
It's not apparently.
It's apparently not.
This is apartments, and you don't get to choose.
Go to a Walmart. They don't give a shit.
They don't. You could literally just take a dump in the parking lot, and they'd be like, as long as that poops there less than 72 hours, you'll allow it. You can't.
Oh, I can retcon.
Nope.
I absolutely just did.
Taylor, we know that you cannot donate $20 and then look at Taylor, who just donated money, in the face and tell her she doesn't get what she wants.
No, absolutely.
She's been
I'm
a fan for over 10 years,
20
man.
Bucks.
Gets you one song
gets
of her
me
choice.
One song that is
of her
under
choice.
5 minutes.
I think 5 minutes too. I think it's too short. Speaking of songs, I forgot to play.
Ballin,
this.
Ballin, what do you think this is? This is Jeff. This is a verbal legal agreement.
I'm
I can
with you,
add in fucking amendments whenever I want.
No. I wasn't a part of the original verbal agreement.
Well, that sucks.
Well, you may. You're your own
you're
lawyer.
You're the ones paying for it.
You're your own
I'm
lawyer.
I'm a private business. I can do whatever I want.
Speaking of which, it's October.
Get out of here, you dude.
We finally get to bring this
Get out of here, dude.
This is something we can, you can dance to for $20.
Go sleeping. Good, it's only 2 minutes.
It's only 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wah.
Sure. $20 for me to dance to this song right now?
That would be worth
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
You have to be able to hear it, too, though.
I don't know how that's possible. You we'll turn on
it's
the,
got yeah. the speakers, yeah. You would have to hear this song. But I can't find them for the life of me, and it's Halloween spooks. Aren't you? It's been a year, man. No, you can't turn... Don't turn it off, man! Don't turn it off!
Did you mute it?
Oh, you didn't. You changed the song. I didn't expect you to change the song.
Yeah.
You cut off the spooks, though, and I'm very upset.
The grid.
This is one of the reasons, this song right here, one of the reasons we left YouTube is because every time we played this song, we would get copyright struck.
The grid. 12 seconds, man. I remember. I remember when it comes in.
I tried to picture clusters of information.
How would those clusters of information be visualized? What
do they look like? Dude, I don't know.
What do they look like?
Ships.
Could it be ships? Motorcycles?
With circuits like freeways.
Did you really say motorcycles?
No, I don't think so.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see.
But
he's got to say, I got in.
Oh, I forgot.
One day.
I got in.
I got in.
That was free dancing right there. You're welcome.
Every day until November, man.
No.
Yep, Halloween spooks, man.
No.
They gotta be there, man. It's Halloween. I only get to play it once a year, man.
Is some dude doing this
for an entire... Who knows, man? I can't tell you. I do remember.
These people are stoned on bath salts right now. Yeah. They're fucking tripping dick.
They are
seeing actual
mind.
Skeletons and are like, yeah. Oh my god!
They are out of their minds, dude. They're zoned out.
Can't handle that shit. Monster mash. That's where it's at.
I do remember last year, this the episode, because I play this every October since the beginning of time. And I remember last year, we played both songs. We did the exact same joke last year, where instead of we play Halloween Spooks, you switch to The Grid. And yeah. I remember that Halloween Spooks got flagged for copyright, but The Grid did not. Because I was amazed that the stupid spooks were more important to YouTube than Jeff Daniels or whatever his name is.
Back off them spooks,
oh,
bro.
Oh my god.
They're making their money now because they did not back then.
This is 1960. Like, when does copyright end?
Never, if they keep it going.
Like,
I got a copyright.
Is it 85 years or something?
I got a copyright.
I don't know, man. Oh, here's what Taylor requests in its entirety.
The song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. Goes on and on.
I forgot Lamb Chop existed.
What is this?
This was around I remember this being on TV when I was a kid. Like, I think it was just ending. That's Reba McEntire.
How do I turn you off?
That's what Colby's gotta be saying. This is why people do that.
That's Reba?
Yeah. That's Reba McEntire.
I can't believe you guys.
I'm only watching this because I'm curious where the loop is.
That's it. What are you doing? Some people
started singing. I saw credits.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Like, so how does it loop?
No.
Like, there's people in it, you know?
This is it.
God, this is annoying, isn't it?
No wonder why our parents fucking wanted
to
kill themselves.
Yeah, no joke. No wonder they start wars now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still happening. There's been no loop. I'm losing my... Oh.
This is the song that...
Charlie Horse? No, stop. Charlie, stop. I want you to go
I actually
away.
Saw this
go
on
away.
TV.
And don't slam...
I remember this.
Door.
Because I asked my mom what a Charlie Horse was.
And the she song went, that...
Okay, that's a terrible loop. Very disappointed in it. Very disappointed. It could have been way higher quality loop.
Could have been way better.
It could have been so great. I hope they remember you. I asked my mom what a Charlie horse was, and then she went like, I felt like I sounded like Thanos there at the end.
So, I hope they remember you.
How disappointing. I hope they remember you.
Dread it. Run from it. This song will find you nonetheless.
This song will never end. Dread it. Run from it. Charlie Horse will arrive. Okay, let's end this stupid show, shall we? Oh, sorry, that's the wrong music. That's my bad. That's an honest
mistake.
We
got a minute. What are you stealing from them for?
Well, Hello Neighbor's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a great game that you're really going to enjoy.
No, it sounds terrible.
We never even finished talking about what happened to my car. What else didn't we finish talking about?
Where is it? Your parents?
It's at my parents.
Oh, okay.
It's there. They took it out there.
How'd they take it out there?
My brother jumpstarted. He drove it out there. Oh. There's a lot more drama in there, but it ended well. So.
Drama?
Yeah.
They're like, give me the car if you're not going to use it. And you're like, no, I'm not giving you my fucking car.
I can't talk about it. We're out of time.
I want to know.
I can tell
you. You can't leave this open-ended.
No.
No, we don't have, like, part twos of this
we
show.
We do. It's on Sunday.
No. My headphones fell.
I see that. Good thing the speakers are on. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear the spooks.
They are a little bit. Okay, can we end up... End it now.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out tonight, listening to the episode, watching the episode. If you're on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, come to twitch.tv/Seth and Colby and hit the follow button, hit the sub button. If you have Amazon Prime, sub for free. It supports the show monetarily. It's a big deal, guys. We appreciate you. If you're on Twitch right now, okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 5 minutes or less with Hello Neighbor. It's the first game of our spooky game series. We're going to play spooky games all this month.
All October, bitches. Yeah. Chosen, I'm going to have nightmares.
Chosen
for
by
an
chat.
Entire month.
It was a very close race this week, but Hello Neighbor came out on top.
What was so the second contender?
Outlast, I think, was second.
So glad.
I think Outlast
won.
And RE7 were both tied for second place.
Really?
Like, I think Hello Neighbor won by like one
I
or two votes.
I voted for that. I voted for the one.
Yeah, so next week we're going to have a new poll, but this week we're going to do Hello Neighbor, all spooky games, so stick around if you're live on Twitch and watch us. If you're heading out, we'll be back on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, right here at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. All the stuff is down there below if you're not doing it. We're Seth and Colby on everything. If you're watching the VOD, type Discord in the chat, join the Discord, have a good time with us. We will be back very shortly. Hang on to your hats. Sing the song that never ends while you're waiting. We will be right back,
love
everybody. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love
but not really.